Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, I do see a few of your voice notes have come through, and we will continue to play them just before we wrap up the show at 8 o'clock. So keep them coming just to reflect on the myriad of conversations we've had, whether it's your reflections on our conversation with the CEO of KFC, KKCO, the general manager of KFC Africa. We spoke about things to do with how we buy our clothing. Is it on credit? I saw an interesting tweet, one of our listeners saying, "Ay, sis kuku, we don't buy on store accounts. Now we go to Marabastat. Hey, no me tunusa." I see that, because their fashion trends are great and cheap. I see that. And of course, a few of you also commenting on our conversation we had on the evolution of BEE policies. Temba Mahlangu joining us and saying there that, "Hi sis kuku, please bring Duma again. I enjoyed it as he was taking us through the inception of BEE. Make it an hour. I've got you. Kujo saying the same thing. Interesting conversation about BEE. The man really touched on important points, and I'm thinking there's more to learn here. You're all 100% right. We'll definitely give you those details. At Klivovo, your comment and question is related to the conversation we had with Sisa Kona from KFC Africa, and you asked for more information on the site offer from KFC. Where do you find the details? We'll share a link to that website with you in just a moment, and hopefully it does give you direction into the right spaces. But on this note now, we're going to talk all things technology and innovation, this time specifically taking a look at We Think Code, having secured $2 million in grant funding to scale their AI training across South Africa as well as Kenya. Let's take a look and discuss all things regarding access to capital, building new digital platforms, and of course, expanding that knowledge and support to technology academies.
Kaya Biz
Tech and Innovation.
To tell us more, we join on the line by the CEO of We Think Code, Nyari Samushonga, who joins us now. Nyari, such a pleasure to have you, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu. Really delighted to be here and excited to speak about AI and the world as it is today.
I'm excited to have you here and to have the conversation. Maybe let's start off with We Think Code. For those who aren't familiar with your organization, help us understand how you play a critical role as a tech academy in the South African ecosystem.
So We Think Code has been around since 2015, and our focus is in providing tuition-free digital skills training to South Africa's youth so that they can join the digital economy and come from environments and contexts where they wouldn't be looking at STEM in general or tech in particular, and they can actually begin to build digital careers for themselves. We've trained over 1,500 engineers in the time we've been around and placed them with blue chip companies in South Africa. And so that's our core work, which is how do we drive inclusivity in a tech sector that doesn't incorporate women, doesn't incorporate black people sufficiently, and doesn't incorporate people from low income backgrounds, and bring them to a place where they have a seat at the table. So that's been our work.
And this is so important, right? Building on those partnerships. And as you say, this work requires a lot of resources. It's the people, it's the technology, it's the time, and it's also the opportunities to grow at scale. And help us understand how this speaks to the most recent batch of funding that you've been awarded by Google.org.
Well, I think we all knew that, you know, technology and digitization, everyone has been talking about 4IR and saying the world is getting digitized. What are the implications? In South Africa specifically, we've had over 40,000 unfilled entry-level digital skills jobs every year for the past few years. And so we knew that there's this wave that's coming. But then we wake up one day to ChatGPT, and suddenly the world had changed, and not just for us as tech practitioners, but for everybody. How you were writing your emails, how you were doing your work, how you were processing information was now leveraging AI as a chatbot. And the question was, what are the implications for the ways we've always worked? What are the implications for opportunities for work, etc.? And how do we make sure that in South Africa, we jump on this bandwagon and use it as an opportunity for inclusion, not for growing what we have all known has been the digital gap for as long as digital has been around. And so the opportunity we gained from the funding we've received from Google has been essentially about how do we firstly look at software engineers who themselves are being disrupted by the, you know, surgeons of AI in how they do work. So a few years ago, what an entry-level software engineer was required to do has changed because of what AI can do in their place and how their contribution has shifted. But not just in AI, in every other industry. We're talking human resources, we're talking legal practitioners, we're talking accountants. And this is giving us an opportunity to make sure that people who are professionals in all these areas are future ready and can rather ride the wave than be victims of it, leaving them behind.
100%. And I'm so glad that you mentioned this. It's really capacitating leaders of the future with the necessary skills now, but they're also adapting to how that will evolve going forward. Given that this funding has come in place, you know, a lot of us might sit here and think, oh, great, huge sums of money. But as you said, these resources are going to be allocated. What does success look like for you following the allocation of this capital in order to shift the trajectory regarding digital skills and AI capabilities of young tech players in South Africa?
Well, success for us in the simplest of forms is looking at this 34 million rand grant and making sure that at least 12,000 people in South Africa and Kenya are trained in the use of AI to optimize how they work. So not to replace them, but to enable them to do better, leveraging what is essentially the hive mind of the world at your fingertips. You know, I was around when Encyclopedia Britannica, when the Student's Companion were a thing. Yes. And now what we're saying is with AI at your fingertips is all this know-how from the whole world. So at the minimum, if we can train 12,000 people to take the knowledge and the expertise that they've always had and use AI to make them more effective, more efficient, then that is success. But really for me, I think in speaking to a lot of people, there's a fear around what AI is doing. Is it replacing human beings? Have we become redundant? And our goal is really to normalize this idea that as humans, we have capabilities and competencies that make us unique. And there's this mundane routine work that we've been doing. How can we leverage AI to really optimize the things that are unique to humans and that make our expertise exceptional and not be replaced, but rather augmented by this capability? And I'm hoping that over the next 2 years, this is what we're able to bring to a market, which is software engineers that know how to use AI to do a better job, to be more efficient than they would have been without it, but also to go beyond that, to work with teachers, to work with lawyers, to work with accountants, and help them understand that this is a tool that helps you do your job better, not replace you, because there is a value to humanity and human expertise still in our world today.
100%. Nyari, such a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am, and we wish you all the best going forward. We look forward to hearing some of the outcomes, you know. The capital's been secured, now it's going to be deployed, and as you say, we'll reflect on the success in the next few months, years, and of course, some growth opportunities that exist at We Think Code. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. The hard work begins now, yes. And we're ready for it.
Yes, definitely. All the best. Look, excited to see what happens. That's Nyari Samushonga, CEO of We Think Code, a leading tech academy that has just been received funding, grant funding from Google in order to expand on the opportunities for AI training, empowering more than 12,000 learners in South Africa and in Kenya.
Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
This is Google. Rahonolo here. You know the lady that you just had an interview with from KFC? Those are the kind of people we need in management. Those are the kind of people we need. I love what she said. I so love what she said. She said, you know, when you get an opportunity, make sure you leave the door open. you know, for others to come in, you know, to go through what you have went through and to get what you have got, the opportunity that you have got. That's what we forget. And Tina, especially Tina, man, ish, my brothers and sisters, we forget about that. We forget about leaving the door open for others. We think, hurry, when they come in, they're going to kick us out. And I feel kicking to our confidence. Babasa is saying, or you think that when if you can uplift someone, they're going to come and kick you out. I so love what she said. I mean, KFC will go far with people like her.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, King C. Appreciate that voice note. Pastor, something?
Greetings. Mina ngicela ukubuza usisi owase KFC we manager. Sisi le sopho lase KFC akunakuthi mhlambe ningalifaka iraja nyana noma inorox okungcono noma isoya means.
Oh my goodness, Pastor, something. Maybe next time sombuza, but hey man, there's a whole team that does that innovation. Busisi we khatebe.
Hi, Gugu. Oh my gosh, when I heard your interview with Sisa Kona, I got so excited because when I went to the Forbes Women's Summit, her name came up and then I went to check her out online. What an amazing business and leadership story. It was so amazing to put a voice to the face that I've been checking out online. Really, truly, this show brings amazing, amazing people. You guys make us dream bigger dreams as small business owners, especially Black women. So really, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Busisi. We really appreciate it. And you're quite right. I also, you know, that's the whole point. For all of us to meet together and to have these phenomenal conversations where we all walk away learning something about ourselves. Whether it's the leaders like Abusisa Kona that we get to experience who manage a large region of businesses in different markets. Whether it's the lessons around BE and policy and history that we can learn from people like Duma Qubule as well. Or even speaking to someone like Finance Ghost who digs deeper behind the numbers and helps us understand what these corporate companies that we talk about on a day-to-day basis are actually reporting and saying about our financial behavior. And then we support it by actually acknowledging that, yeah, you're right. Maybe we are buying on buy now, pay later schemes when it comes to our clothing. Ultimately, guys, it's been amazing being with all of you this past week. Thank you so much for all your voice notes, the comments and conversations, and of course, the feedback that you've given us. Next week, we do it all over again between 6 and 8 o'clock. But for the moment, do keep listening, though, because coming up next is Phemelo Modene on Point of View.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.